A very good morning to you and welcome back to the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. We've got you covered for everything you need to know ahead of the weekend's action. Of course, the Rugby League and AFL kicking off tonight. So while the Broncos are refusing to discuss last year's NRL Grand Final heartbreak, the Panthers haven't shied away from re-watching the tapes. The two will battle tonight in Penrith in that Grand Final rematch. Panthers coach Ivan Cleary says they reviewed the game just like any other match.
We just looked at parts of that game because it's the last time we played them. You know, just looked at some other games where we played them last year as well, or the other time. So three times. So, yeah, but it wasn't anything specific about the Grand Final.
Former Bulldogs 5'8" Josh Reynolds believes Matt Burton is the team's long-term number six. There have been calls to move Burton into the centres after Canterbury's winless start of the season. But ahead of Saturday's return to Belmore against the Titans, Reynolds says Burton must stay in the halves.
I was watching him from high up at Shark Park and I just loved it. Every time he touched the ball, he looked dangerous. It was just good to see. He's obviously been copping some slack from people, changed positions and whatnot. So I was just glad to see him take control of that game.
To AFL now, Collingwood and St Kilda have both made changes as they chase their first win of the season in tonight's match at the MCG. My man Eddie Summerfield has more.
The Magpies have recalled Premiership winners Billy Frampton and Tom Mitchell alongside Reef McInnes. John Noble, Charlie Dean, Ash Johnson all omitted. Will Hoskin Elliott, he's been managed. Saints best and fairest winner Jack Sinclair returns alongside Zach Jones. Brad Crouch and Lance Collard both left out after last week's loss to Geelong. The clash at the MCG not only crucial for both teams, Spud's game honours Saints great Danny Frawley and raises money for mental health. In Melbourne, Eddie Summerfield, Nine News.
Over at Hawthorn, Hawks coach Sam Mitchell says recruit Jack Ginnivan is still finding his feet at Waverley. The Premiership Magpie kicked two goals in his first game in the brown and gold. Mitchell has told 3AW Radio the Hawks are tempering expectations.
I think he's still finding his feet. I mean, he wears his heart on his sleeve as well. The long sleeves usually for him and the passion that he plays the game with it.
In cricket, the Sheffield Shield final begins today at the Wacker. WA will take on Tasmania for the domestic silverware. If victorious, Western Australia would be the first state to win three consecutive men's domestic four-day titles since Victoria performed the triple between 2014 and 15 and 2016-17. Tasmania is chasing its fourth Sheffield Shield title and its first since the 2012-2013 season. To football, the Socceroos are preparing for their first appearance since their disappointing Asian Cup campaign. Tonight they'll take on Lebanon at Western Sydney Stadium in a World Cup qualifier. Midfielder Riley McGree says they've learned lessons from the Asia Cup where they bombed out in the quarterfinals.
Obviously it didn't go the way we ultimately planned and what we wanted from it, but I think going forward in these qualifications and in this round there's a lot we can put into place to show that we can be stronger and grow from our setbacks.
Over at the Matildas, World Cup hero Courtney Vine has been named in the first ever A-League Women's All-Stars team. The Sydney FC winger will line up against English giant Arsenal in Melbourne in May. Vine says she's looking forward to tangling with a few of her Matildas teammates.
Having, say, Steph Catley mark me out in the right wing could be really fun or it could be really bad for me, but it'd be interesting. It's always fun versing friends.
In tennis, two former world number ones are butting heads over how players return to the tour after serving doping bans. Caroline Wozniacki believes Simona Halep shouldn't have been given a wild card to the Miami Open, given she wasn't completely exonerated after her ban was reduced. Halep has fired back, saying it's one negative comment amid a wave of support.
It was a contaminated supplement, it was not doping, and I never had something to do with doping. So I never doped, so I'm not a cheater.
Action at the Australian Grand Prix kicks off in Melbourne today with Supercars this evening to run one of its four races this weekend. Formula One drivers hit the track tomorrow for the opening two practice sessions. Carlos Sainz is expected to return for Ferrari this weekend after missing the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix with appendicitis. And we'll just wrap up with some news still in motorsport. The FIA has cleared President Mohammed bin Salem of accusations he interfered in F1 races in Saudi Arabia and Las Vegas last season. That's the very latest from Wide World of Sports this morning. You can catch our afternoon podcast later today for all the latest updates ahead of round 3 in the NRL, round 2 in the AFL. You've been with Mike Pearsall. I'll see you tomorrow.